Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I get really nervous when this comes up on the show. How about you?
A little bit, yes. I'm with you.
We want to talk about stereotypes.
Uh-huh.
And I think we want to talk about it in a way that only you and I could talk about them.
Okay.
We want you to tell us what you are. See, this is what happens.
Uh-huh.
You know I'm nervous, and now you're leaving me. I'm high and dry right now.
Well,
tell us, like, what you are, race, creed, sexual preference,
all that
anything,
stuff. Yeah,
and how you're either making or breaking your stereotype.
There it is.
Now, oh my God, that's so politically incorrect, and that's so wrong. No, but you're doing it to yourself.
Exactly.
We're all going to do it to ourselves.
That's what makes it different.
Because we got inspired by this Kamala Harris. She's a senator who apparently said she supports marijuana legalization, which, good for her.
Yeah.
And she says, quote, half my family's from Jamaica. Are you kidding me?
Oh, with the pod. Okay.
So she's basically saying, we're Jamaican. We all smoke weed.
Yeah, I just caught on to that.
Here's the problem.
Uh-oh.
Her dad is clearly also Jamaican.
Ooh.
And he's going, not cool. We don't all live the Jamaican yaman. We drink Red Stripe and smoke the
belief.
Like, he's really mad because he breaks the stereotype.
Oh, so he took his daughter to death.
He has definitely called her words a travesty.
Wow.
He said, speaking for myself and my immediate Jamaican family, wish to categorically disassociate ourselves from this travesty.
Ugh. Maybe she, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So if we're going to pull this off correctly, we can give you some other examples, but what stereotype are you? Are you making any? Are you breaking any? What are you? What are you?
I'm half Spanish.
Okay.
And I can mow my lawn, but I'm not good at like landscaping. And yeah. What? I'm allowed to say
you
that because I
you
am.
Are.
Yes.
You are.
That's our
stereotype. Our friend who does a show on another radio station.
That's right.
Tony V.
Yes.
He was out. I mean, I don't know if this is even a story for stereotypes. Well, it is a story for stereotypes. He's out mowing his lawn, doing the thing. Somebody pulls over and goes, hey, how much? And he's like, I own this place.
This is my yard.
As a Mexican, I can mow a lawn without being on the job.
Right.
He was
stereotyped.
Understandably stereotyped and understandably angry.
How about you? What do you get?
So I live in Commerce City.
Oh, enough said. You deal with many stereotypes.
So I've got a couple stereotypes. They're both vehicle related.
Oh,
so
on blocks, right?
Yeah, Commerce City, you have to have a car up on blocks. Yep. Typically a Camaro.
Yeah, usually your kids' swing set is the cherry picker.
Yes.
For the engine. Yeah,
God, that's true.
Yes.
Okay, I live in Commerce City, and there is a grand total of zero cars up on blocks.
What?
So I'm breaking that stereotype.
What?
But as it relates to cars, right now, I live in Commerce City. My car has been in three wrecks and I've done nothing about it. And my rearview mirror is held together with duct tape.
That is so Commerce City. That's your people, man. That rocks.
I am.
You're so.
While I don't have a car on blocks.
You do fit the
I'm
other.
I'm sort of living the stereotype on the other thing. Here, somebody wrote in and said, I'm over 60 and I love rap music.
Oh, that's
so that's somebody.
That's breaking this.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Breaking a stereotype. This is a good one. I'm over 6'5", and I don't play basketball. Do you know how bad it is? Like, you know, anytime somebody's tall, it's like you can't talk to them without, would you play?
Yeah.
Would you?
Dude, we have a coworker.
Yes.
He's like 6'8".
He's how tall is he?
About Raleigh.
Is he really 6'8"? It feels like he's 6'8". He has to duck to get in the doors of the studio.
He does. And he has to deal with those stereo. It's like, how's the weather?
But I don't think
he's so uncoordinated.
Yes, thank you for being the one to say
him walk. Oh, that guy never played.
Yeah, I've never hit him up and like, what position you play?
I would never pick him first if we were picking teams.
Like, you're really tall, but I don't. That's pretty much all you got.
That's all it's
going for you. Jennifer Lawrence broke a Hollywood stereotype.
As a, what she did?
She said she wanted to wear the same dress as another Hollywood celeb. She wanted to wear the same dress as Amy Schumer.
Oh, that's supposed to be like
no, it's so gauche. And she's like, I'm a Hollywood celeb, and I want to wear
Amy Schumer.
I want to wear the exact same thing.
That's awesome.
That's a cool stereotype. So I guess what we're gonna do, even though it's making me itch,
here we go.
We're gonna turn it like look, whatever it is. Wait, like. We don't care what you're like. Let's all embrace our differences instead of being butthurt.
Wow.
Let's all like,
celebrate our
differences and say, hey, I'm this and I know I should like it, but I don't. Or I'm this and I know everybody says it's typical that I like this. And guess what? I actually do.
Boom.
If you're making a stereotype or breaking one, we want to talk to you. Let's start with Christy.
Yay.
Yay.
Stereotypes.
Okay, so I'm from Canada, and
why are you laughing?
Your currency's worthless here.
Oh, no, it's not. Although I don't like your dimes. Okay, you're from Canada, and what's the stereotype? You live in it, or are you breaking it?
I'm breaking it, because I hate hockey. I hate it. I couldn't even name you who a player is. I don't know anything about it, and I hate it. People mess with me all the time, and I hate it.
You don't ever say that when you're visiting your motherland, do you?
Never.
No.
Yeah, you should not.
You do not get to.
I would pretend if I...
You gotta pretend. No, that Nordeep, the guy who was on the team.
With the guy.
With the
puck.
Yeah, the leaf on it or whatever. You're definitely breaking
a
stereotype.
One.
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
Anthony.
Yai.
Stereotypes.
Hey, guys. I got the pro and the anti.
Okay.
The pro is my last name's Lopez, and I got 5 kids, and there's probably going to be more coming.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's the...
Okay.
Yep.
You're living one stereotype, okay?
Yes.
What's
and
your...
the anti is I cannot do cheese. I despise every single kind.
Okay, Anthony, that's...
Enchiladas, quesadillas.
So nachos, we're not getting quesadillas in the Lopez house when you're cooking.
That's awesome.
That's
goes on everything.
Steve is the same way. He's half Hispanic and he wouldn't eat Mexican food if you held a gun to his head.
I can't stand the food, can't speak the language.
You're just a shell.
Exactly. I'm shallow.
You're gonna be kicked out of the group. Thank you for the call, Anthony. Appreciate it. Celeste.
Yes.
Yes.
Stereotype.
I am a black single mother. I have 2 boys, one's in college, high school. I work my butt off. I have 2 jobs. I buy a lot of groceries. Okay. When I get to the front of the grocery line, swipe my card, have an issue, they always assume I'm on food stamps. Everybody thinks I buy all these groceries with government money, and I make it.
Are you frustrated by it? I mean, do you like, look, it's a Visa card. It's not a...
Yes. I'm like, no, this isn't food stamps, honey. Look at the Visa logo. This is all me.
Dang, I never thought,
that's got to be frustrating.
I'd be so, yeah.
Oh, man.
It is, but at the same time, I'm glad I'm not on food stamps, you know what I mean? I can do this, and I am doing it, so I'm proud about that.
Good for you, Celeste.
So as long as we have you on the phone, just to quickly ask you, you're not offended by any of this, right? We're, like, poking fun at the stereotypes.
Oh, it's hilarious.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Just making sure.
Thanks, Celeste.
We're just going to ask every 5th person to make sure we're not going to jail tonight. Thank you for the call, Celeste. You keep working your butt off. David.
Yay.
Yay. Stereotypes.
So I'm Irish and I don't drink.
That's weird. You're kicked out. I'm the head of the Irish people here and you're out.
And I ride a cruiser, cruiser. And the stereotype is that you never wear any of your protective gear when it gets warm, but I will not ride without everything.
Leathers. Jacket,
so you
gloves,
ride a cruiser
boots,
and you're like,
you're the whole,
yeah, everybody's like, everybody else is in a tank top,
exactly,
and a do-rag and you're decked out in leathers.
Yep. I got the helmet, the gloves, jacket, boots, everything.
Good for,
it's gotta be hot,
and,
dude.
Right?
And if you're not even have a beer to cool down, ugh.
Well, once you get going, fast enough, the wind opens up your jacket, and you feel cool. It's great. And I fit the stereotype of totally white boy cannot dance.
Oh, yeah. I think that stereotype exists for a very legitimate reason.
Because it's true.
I know very few white dudes who can lay it down. Thank you for the call, though, David. Sarah?
Hi.
Yay.
Stereotypes.
I was a teenage mom at 16. I got my GED. I went on to graduate college. I make six figures before I'm 35, and my now college goes to UCLA. His dad was his wife the whole time.
Wow, Sarah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're just breaking all of them. Yes. You're like, teen mom, I was supposed to end up on food stamps and blah, 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 and you've done it all.
Yes, I did. I totally broke the stereotype.
Good
Nothing
for you.
That anybody ever thought I was going to do.
That
nice, Sarah.
Is awesome. Thank you for the call. Maggie.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? We've got you on Voices, Kaiser, and we're talking stereotypes. What's your stereotype?
Well, I have a very high IQ. I was in the gifted program, you know, all through elementary school, high school. I got a full scholarship, you know, to college.
Oh, thanks for the resume.
I enjoy very intellectual, stimulating conversations. You know, I spend a lot of time reading and by myself and whatnot. But I do want to say that I really, really enjoy your show.
All right.
You're learning. Yes.
No, that's... I see why the whole resume came out first. So you're breaking a stereotype then. So the people who listen to our show are all Aurora dwellers or Commerce City dwellers, and your DU area, maybe Lone Tree, sort of one of the learned people.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, you know, we need a good laugh every once in a while, too.
Okay.
All right.
That's good, yeah.
No, we'll take it. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.